Build something you can be proud of. There's something incredibly satisfying about learning something new and actually watching your progress build over time. That's what I love about Rosetta Stone. You don't have to dive in for hours. You start small, fit lessons into your day, and suddenly you're understanding more than you thought you would. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, and their immersive, intuitive method really stands out. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists and no feeling lost. You learn naturally, starting with words, building to phrases, and then full sentences, without English translations, so it actually sticks. Plus, Rosetta Stone offers 25 languages, from Spanish and French to German and Japanese, all designed for long-term retention. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners of this podcast can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? I was so amazed at how he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube.
I think we should call a doctor.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
W239BF Rochester.
The sports leader.
95.7 FM and AM 940.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and the crew, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Bring it up, Kenny. You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports. Nick Kostos. And you. The Power Hour and every hour here on You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. And look, we'll get to some college basketball at the end of the show. We look forward to that. No matter the matchup, betting with boosted odds makes every basket mean more. Activate your odds boost token for any college basketball bet, and you'll receive a bigger payout if your bet wins. Get set for tip-off with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today, and please gamble responsibly. Man, we got Arizona and Kansas tonight. They call it the fog, right? I have that right, just like making sure. It's like sounds right in my head. Just want to make, yes. I was like 99% sure that was right. I don't know why I had that moment of indecision. Can't wait for that game. How about St. John's coming off the rowdy win at the Garden over UConn this weekend? St. John's more than a 2-touchdown favorite against Xavier? Father versus son? Patino v. Patino coming up tonight? Anyone want to take the points of the Musketeers? Fading St. John's off the big win against UConn? We'll talk about it at the end of the show and the NBA slate where, look, very quickly on the NBA. Yeah. The fact that we're not even at the All-Star break, and I get it. I really do. and teams are already actively tanking. Like the Utah Jazz the other night, sitting Jaren Jackson and Lauri Markkanen for the entire fourth quarter while they're healthy. It's not great. Now, as Tyler Morales says in our chat, Darren Peterson, who you'll watch tonight for Kansas. I mean, looks like he could step onto an NBA court right now and be like, you know, a top 25 player in the league already. He's sick. DeBonsa is good. I don't know if he's as good as Darren Peterson, but you got A.J. DeBonsa, you got Boozer. There are so many good freshmen in college basketball this year. You understand why, because like, that's how you unlock the rebuild. If you're the Wizards, if you're the Jazz, you're one of these teams. You got to get a top pick. Ideally, you want number one to take Peterson, but man, you want a top pick. It's just, it's tough right now. It's like the regular season in the NBA is broken. I'm not the first person to say this. I won't be the last. We can actually move on past this, but just wanted to give my opinion there. So handicapping the NBA this morning, just, I mean, like, what are we doing here? Let's talk some football. Will Brinson will join us 20 minutes from now from CBS Sports, my buddy, to talk Super Bowl 60, talk the halftime show. I gave you my opinion on it. Keep on firing the comments on YouTube, youtube.com/@thecostos. We'll continue reading them. We have a ton of tweets. I don't know if we'll get to them today, but we will get to a lot of them coming up tomorrow on the show, if not. All right. We need like some kind of tagline for the show, like we tell the truth. I don't know. Like the truth, like sports with truth serum. Always want to tell the truth on the show. So let's tell the truth about the New England Patriots and their performance last night and their season. We'll start with the good. It's a 10 out of 10. Well, unless you want to say like a 10 out of 10 season, only one team has it, the team that wins. 9.5 out of 10 as a season for the New England Patriots. And yes, the schedule was insanely easy. And like Patriots fans get so, and it's just fans in general, I get it, so sensitive. Like, why can't we just like, again, tell the truth? The schedule's easy. The playoff path was insane in the AFC. Justin Herbert and the impotent Chargers offense, they fire the offensive coordinator. CJ Stroud, one of the worst playoff games ever been played by a quarterback. And then Jarrett Stidham in the snow. Like, come on. But look, they won 14 games. They clearly have their franchise quarterback. And they played for a Super Bowl championship. The season, despite how it ended, listen to me here. Because I know, like, everyone's got a problem, right? Everyone wants to harp and latch on to the negative. Hear me in full. The season is a rousing success for Mike Vrabel, Drake May, and the New England Patriots. Next sentence, as we tell the truth, last night's performance by New England, specifically Drake May and the offense, was pathetic. It was atrocious. It was embarrassing. To the degree that, like, if Drake May, and he almost won, if Drake May had won MVP over Matthew Stafford, which he didn't, but almost did, and I understand it's a regular season. I get it. You don't have to, oh, but it's a regular, you don't know it's a regular season award? Let me tell you something. I know everything, okay? Doesn't mean I'm right with all my opinions, but you think I don't know what's going on? Stop it. If Drake May had won MVP, what a disgrace that would have been in retrospect. He's miserable last night. And look, is it possible that his shoulder was really screwed up? I actually think that that might be true. And the reason why I say that, in the first couple rounds of the playoffs, first three rounds, Wild Card Division Championship Sunday, like, was Drake May great in those games? Like, he wasn't, right? He wasn't great. He was worse in the Super Bowl than he was in any of those games. And he was amazing in the regular season. Now, maybe he's not Mahomes, and he's not, or Allen, or Lamar, or Burrow, whatever. He's way better than we saw last night. Way better. So again, we're telling the truth, right? He was horrendous last night. I'm not defending him. He was bad. He was double clutching. His internal clock was sped up. And look, he got the crap kicked out of him for four playoff games straight. Most sacked quarterback in the history of any postseason. You can't miss open receivers the way he did. And he missed a ton of them. And thankfully, he missed some at the end because the game almost went over the total. And I would have been throwing stuff into the wall with my underbed, holding on for dear life at the very end. Here's what I'd say to everybody. Again, Drake May was bad. This is not like, well, actually, he was good. And let me tell you why what you saw was a lie. But I'll ask you. Do you think something might have been up with Drake May? He wasn't just bad. He was so bad. And in the regular season, he was so good. So good, so good. Was this weekend? Where it began. Missing open receivers. Watching Will Campbell get trucked. And you know what would happen to Will Campbell? It was hands, touching chest, pushing him back, all the way back into Drake. I mean, can we move Will Campbell to guard right now? I mean, this guy is not a tackle. So, sorry. And maybe you kick him into guard and he's Joe Thuney. I don't know. This guy is not a tackle. He's not a left tackle. We saw Drake May be so good in the regular season that I can't help but think something's up. Now, maybe your counter to that would be, it's the big moment and he shrunk in the big moment. And you might be right. And here's the fun thing about sports. We're going to find out. Because he's going to play next season. And we're going to find out one way or another, right, wrong, or indifferent, good or bad, if Drake May wilted in the big spot or if he was hurt. He said after the game, they shot him up before the game. Like, there's no way his shoulder was totally right. We was, oh, well, they lied on the injury report. Like, what do you think goes on in this league? Oh, well, what a scandal, is it? I don't know. I'd probably lie if I were them. You're trying to win the Super Bowl. The guy, you think they care what I think or what you think? They're trying to win a championship. You bet on this Monday. So now there are people. And I got a lot of good tweets on this topic, man. We're going to read some of them to you tomorrow. It's going to be great. Did Drake May's performance in Super Bowl 60 change how you feel about him and his season? My opinion, while acknowledging, I don't have the answer yet. We're going to find out, right? In a couple of years, we're going to know, right? But until then, we can only just tell you what we think. I don't think it ruins the season. I don't think it does. I get it. The schedule was easy, and they played at backup quarterbacks and teams that fired their coaches. It was like a magic red, like the red carpet rolled out for them to the Super Bowl. I understand. He was also like magnificent for the vast majority of the season. He was. He almost won MVP. Like, we can't, like, retcon what just happened based on Super Bowl 60. I'm using the word retcon a lot. I have to be honest. I really like it. People use it like, I think I first saw it used with Star Wars. Like, Han Solo's alive. Like, they retconned it. They wouldn't. Like, you basically, like, create your own history. Like, make it up. Revisionist history. Like, Drake May was great this season. And he's going to be really good next season. Like, do you really think that Drake May's just going to suck next year? Like, he's going to be bad now. Like, come on. He had a bad game. I think it's probably a combo of maybe he wilted a little bit under the bright lights. Maybe he's hurt. And maybe his offensive line was a total train wreck. Right? Is that fair to say? Like, Will Campbell and Jared Wilson and Garrett Bradbury and company, like, to call them a turnstile, I think is incorrect. Because a turnstile is like, you just run around them, or you run through them. No. This was like, for people that watched The Challenge on MTV, when CT, like, basically had put Johnny Bananas on his back and power walked across the sand. Or like when Jeff Van Gundy was clinging to Alonzo Mourning's leg for dear life during a Knicks Heat brouhaha in the late 90s. No, this wasn't turnstile. This was physical domination of the Patriots' offensive line. So, look, it was bad. It was really bad for New England. But, man, like, to think that, like, they're just done now and May's going to suck is so stupid. I'm sorry. And I think I'm really fair on the show when I say to people, right, like, opinions are opinions, and I don't have to be right, and I can be wrong, and you can be right, or vice versa. I actually think it's wrong to say, like, Drake May sucks. Like, I hope people don't think that. I'm getting tweets that they do, that he just stinks now. There's no way. Now, the Patriots are in a little bit of a spot of trouble here. Because, and I thought NBC did a great job of talking about this during the game. You better, you bet on this Monday. Nick Costos here with you, Westwood One Sports. Was the number 30? It was 30, right? 30 first-year players. The most ever for a Super Bowl team. Think about how many times over the past weeks, couple weeks, months, the season, I've praised the Patriots for what they did in free agency last year. Typically, you don't see teams spend the type of money they did, bring in the sheer volume of players that the Patriots did, and have it work at all, much less to this degree. Milton Williams, Stephon Diggs. There were some really funny Stephon Diggs memes last night. Very funny. Milton Williams, Stephon Diggs, Carlton Davis, Landry, Spillane. We can go down the list. It was an outrageous offseason from New England. You had Christian Gonzalez take the next step. Did Chris Collinsworth bet Christian Gonzalez to win Super Bowl MVP? Like, the Seahawks are up 12-0. The Patriots have negative 8 yards of total offense, and Chris Collinsworth keeps saying Christian Gonzalez is the best player on the field. Who cares? And you know I think Chris Collinsworth's the best, just like... The Christian Gonzalez agenda was a little too much last night. He was great in the game. Also, his team got annihilated. The Patriots are going to have to draft well now, because you can't depend on free agency every year. You're going to have to draft well, and maybe they will. But then again, maybe they won't. You know my opinion on Buffalo. I think the Bills are going to be better next year with Joe Brady. It didn't matter who they hired. Better without Sean McDermott. I think Buffalo is going to be better. I think Baltimore is going to be better with Jesse Minter. The Chiefs can't be worse than they were last year. Can C.J. Stroud get his head screwed on straight? The New England Patriots, in this run with Drake May, and I'm actually going to extend this, there may not be another team in the history of sports that has an easier run to the championship than the 2025 Patriots just did. It may never happen again in sports, much less in the NFL. And they lost. We may look back on it 10 years from now, 15 years from now, 5 years from now, and say this was their best chance. I'm not trying to be a hater when I say that. Joe Burrow and the Bengals have missed the playoffs 3 straight years. Burrow lost at Super Bowl in year 2. Dan Marino never got back to the Super Bowl after getting annihilated by the Niners in Super Bowl 19. This is not to say that Drake May can't go back to a Super Bowl or New England can't go back. They've got a lot of good young players on the team. Vrabel's an outstanding coach. McDaniels isn't going anywhere. Just that, if I were a Patriots fan, I'd be a little nervous that this was your best shot. And they missed. And they lost. Let's take it to the next level. Because I like to frame things historically, right? Historical context. Now, I will only use 1990 to present day. 1990 is the first year I watched. I can give you opinions, but to be fair, like, I wasn't watching those seasons like I've been watching the seasons from 90 on. From 1990 on, there's a case to be made. If you're a Patriots fan, like, you're going to hate this, but I think, like, again, like, let's just tell the truth, please. That they're one of the three worst teams to make a Super Bowl in the last 25 years. or let's call it 35 years since 1990, 36 years. I would put them on the list, on a short list, with the 1994 Chargers, who upset the Steelers in Pittsburgh and then just got destroyed by the 49ers and Steve Young. And honestly, my 2000 New York Giants. And you know I love the Giants. I think it's the 94 Chargers, the 2000 Giants. Honestly, you could put the Bengals on the list, but I mean, they almost beat the Rams in the Super Bowl. 94 Chargers, 2000 Giants, 2025 Patriots. The worst teams to make the Super Bowl. And if you're being honest, I think you could probably come to grips that that's true. Or maybe you disagree, maybe you think another team should be on that list, whatever. Just that the Patriots were not a worthy AFC champion. And it's not their fault. If I were them, I would have gone to the Super Bowl too. I get it. Josh Allen had to be watching this game last night and want to pour himself a nice tall glass of Clorox. How devastated do you think Sean Payton and Bo Nix were watching the game last night? Liam Cohen and Trevor Lawrence. C.J. Stroud and D'Amico Ryans. Hell, Patrick Mahomes and his torn ACL. Imagine John Harbaugh watching the game last night. I mean, come on. Come on. Tomorrow and Wednesday, we'll continue to put the 2025 NFL season into more perspective. Herman Edwards said earlier in the show that like, oh, this is a parity-driven league now. We had all these new teams. Great. In this particular instance, I don't think that difference meant better. I don't think so. We said in the moment, and Patriots fans took it as some grand disrespect, and it's not. It wasn't. We're just telling the truth. The Super Bowl was the NFC Championship game. Just like it used to be in the early 90s with Cowboys and Niners. Rams-Seahawks was the NFC Championship game. And it was the Super Bowl. Patriots-Broncos was just who's going to end up losing to the Rams or the Seahawks. So for the Patriots, great season, a lot to be proud of. Drake May is going to be awesome moving forward. I think that might have been your best shot to win a Lombardi Trophy in this era. We'll take a break. On the other side, Will Brinson from CBS Sports will join us. Will has just joined the call. Will, I am very late. I apologize. You have to hang for a few minutes. Sorry, my friend. Will Brinson will join us on the other side. All my bets for tonight will wrap up the show on a Monday on Westwood One Sports.
Seattle finally got their revenge. Victory against the Patriots. The Seahawks are your Super Bowl 60 champions on Westwood One Sports and the Westwood One Sports app.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text MEETER to 42424 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text MEETER to 42424. That's M-E-T-E-R to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed. Shop now for a limited time. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Clones, listen up. Not all beef jerky is the same. In fact, there are major differences in quality from one brand to the next. Old Trapper is a better way to snack. Chock full of good protein to satisfy your manliest hunger cravings. Every bite is better for you and higher in essential protein than chips, sugar-filled energy bars, and candy. Old Trapper, in the Clearview bag, is the world's finest jerky, made with only the best ingredients. So ask for Old Trapper by name, because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef?
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better, because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.